Capital 3 Jams, Kansas City's number one for hip-hop and R&B. On with us right now is local therapist Jameika Sykes with Thriving Intent. She is the owner of Thriving Intent. How are you doing, Jameisha?
I am doing fairly well, all things considered.
All things considered, of course. I wanted to get you on here because I'm still dealing with the process and the shock of what happened at the rally down by Union Station that happened on Wednesday. Just saw news early today that two teens will be charged for what happened. My first question to you actually is, how are you feeling? How are you processing this during this time?
I will say, as a therapist, therapist me is a bit overwhelmed because it is coming up a lot in my sessions with clients. Of course, it's pretty much come up in every session that I've had since Wednesday. So there's that part of me dealing with that. And then personal me, because I did attend the rally and I did have my oldest kid with me. So I'm also managing my emotions and checking in with my kid to make sure he's processing his emotions, answering his questions and all the things. So it's a balance for me right now of overwhelmed and also like, find your peace so that I don't traumatize my kid any more than he may already be.
And that's one of the biggest questions I had, because I know I hung my head a little bit lower when I heard that kids were going to Children's Mercy Hospital to having to be served and to be taken care of. What should parents say when kids are asking these questions? Like, why did this happen, mom or dad? Or will this happen again if we go, say, to another parade? Or might even not even want to go anywhere for a while because of what happened?
Yeah. Those are all natural responses to a traumatic event. What I'm encouraging my clients to do and other parents to do is honestly just listen to your kid, validate their emotions. Don't make any false promises. Oh no, this will never happen again. You're totally safe, because that's not very helpful either. But just communicating, you know, if you don't know, which we kind of really don't know what occurred here, then it's, hey, you know, I don't know why this happened. But what you can tell your kid is that this isn't a norm, especially for us. We can highlight the fact that we've had, if you include the Royals parade, we've had three pretty solid parades where nothing to this extent has happened. So I like to talk to my clients and kids about possibility and probability, because all things are possible. But when we look at the probability of things, it's typically pretty low.
What are some tips that you might recommend as far as dealing with trauma, especially for adults?
I would recommend talking about your emotions, finding a friend, finding a therapist, finding an outlet where you are processing your emotions. You're talking about what you're feeling, what your fears are. If you're angry, finding a safe space to express that. Also knowing that your feelings are totally valid, and a lot of people have a lot of different responses to what's going on. So try not to let social media invalidate your feelings, which I have seen a whole bunch of support online. So I imagine that may not be something a lot of people are dealing with. But with your own trauma, just taking care of yourself, taking some time off of work, or just staying home, you know, this weekend to do some self-caring activities, getting more sleep, making sure you're eating some foods that are healthy, moving your body, just different things like that. This is a great time to lean into your faith, your spirituality. So just a lot of self-caring activities over the next couple of days, the next week.
As far as handling confrontations, what would you recommend to those who are listening right now who might have a conflict and they would like to handle it a better way with peace? What would you recommend on that end?
Thinking about the consequences, thinking about the people that will be affected by your decision, having some emotion regulation or some mindfulness skills where you're able to kind of take a mindful moment between an event and how you respond to an event to really assess, like, hey, is it worth it? How far do I want to take it? Does this really matter in 5 minutes, in 10 minutes? Things like that. Also, try not to take things so personal. That tends to be kind of a trigger for people, just assuming that the person that they are in conflict with has ill intention or is trying to intentionally harm them, or, you know, their comment, they take it offensively. So really trying not to take things as personal, but thinking about the consequences, you could really change your life in a split second when you make a decision out of anger. So emotion regulation, anger management, those are all things that can help with conflict resolution.
Jameisha Sykes, owner of Thriving Intent, local therapist. Appreciate your time. Thank you very much. Anything else you want to add today, or tell them if they want to follow you and get more information with you if you want?
Yeah, definitely. I'm on TikTok and Instagram at Talk to Misha. So definitely connect with me there. My website is thrivingintent.com. I'm open to clients. But yeah.
I appreciate your time. Thank you very much, Jamisha. Have a safe weekend and a blessed weekend too.
You as well. Thank you.